When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Maggie and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye. Today, it is just me for the episode. I'm going to be sharing my 23 favorite products of 2023. And this is part two. We did Emma's episode last week. So if you guys want to hear all of Emma's favorites for 2023, be sure to check out our episode from last week. But I just thought that it would be fun since it's the end of the year and the holidays are right around the corner. You might be looking for ideas for like a last minute gift or just wanting to get something for yourself to treat yourself for all of your hard work this year. So I thought it was fun to share all the things that I have been loving this year. And first, we're going to start off with the peak in the pit of the week. Of course, we do this every single week. And my peak this week is that I feel like I have just been very productive. I had a really overwhelming week last week and I actually vlogged about it on YouTube. Like I talked about how I was feeling stressed and overwhelmed. And I feel like this week rolled around and I felt so much better. And I was like working on managing my stress levels because I feel like at this time of year, like during the holidays, I feel like a lot of people can relate how it can be a stressful time and it's very easy to get overwhelmed. And I know that there are deadlines with work and stuff. So a lot of people will have to get a lot done before the holidays because people go on vacation. I know that's what it's like in my industry that I work in. Everybody is pretty much on vacation on December 20th and won't be back until after the holidays. So it's like all of the campaigns that need to be done for the month of December have to be finished and posted by December 20th. So it's just been a lot because I'm also trying to vlog on the side and there's just a lot that has been going on, but I'm so grateful to be able to do what I do. So I feel like that's my peak for the week is that I've just been getting a lot done and balancing my stress levels and just kind of taking a step back and being like, okay, I am so blessed to have this as my job and just like staying really focused. And I feel like I just had a really good week. So overall, that is my peak. And my pit this week is that, Okay, well, I guess like I don't really know if this is a pit, but I would say something that has bothered me. Like I've been having the craziest dreams and I've never really talked about this, I feel like on YouTube or in the podcast, but I have these dreams and I've been, this has been happening to me since I was little where I will dream about something and it will feel so vivid and real. And then like a few weeks later, what I dreamt about will happen in real life or like somebody will say something to me in a dream and I'll be like shocked when I wake up. And then a few weeks later, like that same exact thing will happen. Like I'll be talking to that person and they'll say the thing that they said to me in the dream. Just things over the years have happened. And I think that it's, I don't really know like what to think of it. So I guess that's why it's my pit this week because I had a really crazy dream the other night and I just woke up from it and I just felt very weird and I felt so off the next day because it felt so real. And like it's just weird when it has to do with like another person, especially somebody who like you haven't seen or talked to in a really long time, and it just like makes you feel so weird. And I had this dream a few weeks ago of somebody being like, I'm worried about you. Like I don't know, it was so weird. And I was like, I can't reach out to the person and be like, hey, like I've been having these dreams, like I just wanted to like clear the air. Like, I don't know, like I'm not going to do that. So it just leaves me feeling like very weird for the rest of the day. And it just like kind of throws me off. But anyway, yeah, so that is my pit this week. Dreams are just crazy. And I would love to like, maybe, I don't know, I need to like do more research and like look into it and see kind of like what it's all about and like look into dream meanings more. because I've talked about on the podcast before, I do have dreams of like people who have passed coming in to my dreams and like telling me things and stuff like that. And it just feels so real. So I don't know. I'm just very interested in all of that, like dreams as a whole. So that's definitely something I want to like look into more and like learn more about in 2024. But anyway, let's get on into the episode, and I'm going to be sharing with you guys my 23 favorite products, things of 2023. Okay, so I have my list right here, and this is in no particular order. I just kind of was jotting down everything that I've been loving this year and just thinking back to when the year started till now. So my first favorite is the Lululemon Align Mini Flare Leggings. Oh, also, if I'm talking about a product, I'm going to make a shelf on my ShopMy, which is like always in the description of my YouTube videos, and it's in my Instagram link in my bio. I'll make a shop with like all these products if you guys like want to find everything specifically. So anyway, Lululemon Align Mini Flare. So these are like the Align leggings, which if you don't know what the Aligns are, I feel like everybody does, but if you don't, they're the best leggings from Lulu. They are the best material, and oh, they're so soft and buttery and lightweight, and they just like hug your body so nicely, and they make your butt look really good because the seam in the back is not straight across. It kind of like goes down in a V, and I love these leggings. So they came out with a flare version, but these are like a mini flare, so they still are tight on your legs until like right about at your calf, and then they start to like kind of go out in a mini flare. They're so cute. They're so flattering. They look really good with sneakers, or they look really cute with Uggs. Emma was wearing them with a little pair of Uggs the other day, and I just was like, oh, I love them. They're the best leggings. They're so lightweight. Highly, highly recommend these Lululemons because they're so good. So my second favorite are my Asics. I've been wearing Asics, this like specific pair, for a few months now. I always get so many questions about them. I got them off of Goat. They're the Asics Gel Kayana 14 in White Midnight. So it's K-A-Y-A-N-A 14, and the color's White Midnight. And they're just so comfy. And I just also feel like they're very chic. Like you could totally wear them with anything really. Like I wear them to work out, but I also like to wear them with like a pair of sweatpants, like more dressy sweatpants. And like a trench coat, or even like the flare leggings and a trench coat, like something like that. But I wear them all the time and I really love them. My favorite sneakers, I feel like every year I have like a go-to pair. Like last year, I really liked the New Balance 2002 R. I think those were my favorites last year. And this year it's the Asics. Number three is my Summer Fridays Mint Lip Balm. I've always loved the Summer Fridays Lip Balm. I really like the vanilla one. I haven't tried the ones that are different colors. I know that Emma talked about how she liked, I think, the light pink one, but I've only tried the mint and the vanilla. I love the vanilla, but there's just something about the mint that, oh, it just is perfect for, I feel like, winter when it's cold out, because it's like gives your lips not like a tingly feeling, but almost like a cold feeling. And I just feel like this lip balm is so moisturizing and hydrating, doesn't leave your lips feeling dry, which I feel like some lip balms can do that. Number four, my blue light glasses from Amazon. I feel like I have started to be more of a blue light glass person, and I've been wearing my blue light glasses so much more when I've been working, especially like doing stuff on my computer, editing, uploading videos, and even when I've been watching TV or like going on my phone, I've noticed such a difference when I've been wearing my blue light glasses. And I just got them off of Amazon. They're pretty cheap and they are like really big and they're tortoise. And I'm gonna link them for you guys on the page, on the ShopMy page, but they're so good. And I've just noticed such a big difference in my eyes since I started to wear them. Like I don't really get headaches, and I feel like it definitely makes your screen, obviously it makes it like less bright and like blocks the blue light. I know some people say that blue light glasses, like they're controversial because people are like, oh, they don't even work, but these ones work. I swear, they're so good. Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsor today at Baze. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that we do a ton of traveling throughout the year. Getting ready for a trip to the airport can be a huge cause for anxiety when you don't feel prepared. I get so stressed trying to make sure I have my ID, my passport, my wallet, and my boarding pass, all while trying to make sure I get to my gate on time. That's why I love traveling with Baze. The Baze carry-on roller does such a great job of fitting everything I need into one sleek, classic-looking piece of luggage without feeling like it's about to burst open. Knowing that all of my important items are safely zipped away in my bag helps me actually relax while I'm waiting for my flight. Baze was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek, affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Baze has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushion handle, built-in weight detector, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Baze has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Baze has your personal items covered. Right now, Baze is offering our listeners 15% off of your first purchase by visiting bazetravel.com/loveyoubuy. Go to bazetravel.com/loveyoubuy for 15% off of your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/loveyoubuy. And my next favorite number five is the Say Glossy Bounce Lip in Play, and just Say makeup in general. I really love the blush. I got like the mini blush trio. It comes with like three different shades. I'm pretty sure that was limited edition and it's like sold out everywhere. I haven't been able to find it, but it comes with, I think, rosy. Actually, I don't even know what the shades are. It's like a really light pink. It's like a darker kind of like purpley raspberry color, and then like a pink, like a bright pink, almost like that bright shade of the Dior blush that was really popular last year, like that bubblegum pink. So I've been using the Say blush. Those are my favorite. And also, you guys know the Say mascara 101. I've been using it for like almost 4 years. Ever since Say came out, they only had a few products and the mascara was one of their first products. I think they had like a mascara and eye gel or eyebrow gel and like an eyeliner. I don't even remember. But their mascara I've been using since the brand started in 2019, and it's my favorite, and I haven't used a different mascara ever since. Like, I will never go back. So yeah, that's my favorite makeup brand of the year, some of my favorite products from them. And number six is Jan Marini skincare. I struggled with my skin so much. At the beginning of the year, I had really bad cystic acne. I don't know if it was hormonal. I don't know if it was bacterial. Like, I have no idea. I was like struggling so much. Nothing was helping. And I ended up working with an acne specialist and she put me on a whole entire Jan Marini skincare routine. And I absolutely love it. I have very sensitive skin. So this skincare has just made my skin feel so good. It's also cleared my skin a ton, got rid of any acne scarring that I have, like hyperpigmentation, stuff like that. I'm just like very happy with the way that my skin looks. One of my goals for 2023 was to clear my skin and just have like glowing glass skin, I guess. Like, I have that on my vision board and my skin is cleared so much from using that. Also, number seven on my list is the ClearStem supplement, which you can use code Maggie McDonald. Not sponsored. It'll get you money off of your order. ClearStem has amazing products. They have really great skincare, but the ClearStem Mind Body Skin Supplement I was taking every single night, and I swear by this, it helped clear my skin so much. I've also been using this lip balm by ClearStem. It's called Lip and Cuticle Hydrating Balm, and I really like it as well. So they sent this to me actually, and I've been using it ever since, but I really love the supplement and definitely one of the reasons why my skin cleared up this year. Number eight, I switched over to non-pore clogging shampoo and conditioner this year, which when I worked with my acne specialist, we went through a list of, it's called a, why am I like blanking? Kind of like a ritual for me to follow. And one of the things was to use non-pore clogging shampoo and conditioner because your shampoo and conditioner obviously gets on your face when you're in the shower. And if you're using any products that have any pore clogging ingredients, it can cause acne on your face and your back. So I completely switched to clean shampoo and conditioner. I love the brand Scene. That's what my acne specialist, Tessa, she recommended Scene. And I love their products. I also love the Necessaire. Number 9 is infrared sauna for 30 minutes. Not every single day. I would say I try to do it like 4 times a week. I do it on the days that I don't work out. So I usually work out with my trainer twice a week, and then I'll go to the gym and do like 12 through 30, or I'll do Pilates. And then on the days that I don't work out, I do a 30-minute infrared sauna. I do 130 to 140 degrees and I love it. I have a Sunlight and sauna in my basement. I always get questions about which sauna I have. It's the 2-person sauna from Sunlight Inn, and I really like it. It was one of the best investments that I made this year because there are so many benefits of the infrared sauna. And I was going, and I was a member at this place in Boston, and I just found that I was spending so much money. I was doing like an unlimited membership and it was like $500 a month. And I was like, this is crazy. If I just got a sauna at my house, I'm going to be saving money because I'm going so many times a week that it just worked out. So I feel like I've been noticing a lot of benefits from doing the sauna. Like I have noticed that I sleep a lot better. It's really good for your skin, your immunity, your health. And yeah. Number 10, hourglass makeup brushes are my favorite. I use them so much and I love the concealer brush. I love the brush to blend out your contour. I also use like a powder brush for underneath my eyes. Like they just have really, really nice makeup brushes and I've been loving them this year. Number 11, Poppy and Olipop soda. I love the Coke and the root beer from Poppy and Olipop. They're so good. I literally drink one every single day. If you come to my house, I always have my fridge stocked with both of those brands. I am such a huge fan of all the flavors that they have, but specifically the soda. Number 12, spray tans. I cannot stress this enough. I swear, oh my God, I saw a TikTok this morning actually that this girl was like, if I was a psychiatrist or a therapist or something, she was like, the first thing that I would tell my client, I would tell them, have you tried getting a spray tan? Go get a spray tan and we'll circle back next week and we'll talk about like if you're still feeling this way. And it was just like a funny joke that I saw on TikTok. But anyway, spray tans are, oh, they boost your confidence so much. I just got one yesterday and I have been getting them like bi-weekly. And I swear, they've just been making me feel so much better and so much more confident. I feel like my clothes look better and just all around, I'm just like in a better mood when I wake up in the morning and I'm tan, especially at this time of year when it's like gray and cold in Boston. It's like much needed. I also go to Pure Glow on Newbury Street if you live in the city. That's my favorite place to go to. They have organic spray tans and they look very natural and I love it.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Our family loves spending time together throughout the year, but during the holidays especially, we love getting together and exchanging gifts. I get so excited about picking out the perfect Christmas present for everyone in my family and seeing their reactions when we all get together and open gifts. But whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how you give back to yourself, and the holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's starting therapy for the first time, going easier on yourself during tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of total rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced major trauma in their life. It's an amazing opportunity for anyone to reflect on where they are in their life and set goals for the future. Therapy can teach you positive coping skills and how to set boundaries and empowers people to be the best version of themselves. I think the start of the new year is such a good opportunity to try something new. If you're thinking about starting therapy, try BetterHelp. BetterHelp is completely online and it's designed to be convenient and flexible with your busy schedule. You just fill out some quick questions to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra fees. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/loveya today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/loveya. Now back to the show.
So number 13 is short nails. I have been getting like a dark red, which I know is very trendy right now, but this has been one of my go-to nails, like nail colors for the past year. I was even getting it like during the summer 2 years ago. And I think that it's a really great shade for any time of year, especially right now during fall and winter. But I really like OPI, got the blues for red. Just any like dark red nail I think looks so nice. And I just have been loving having like my natural nails. I haven't gotten gel extensions in a really long time. And I've been loving just having like short, clean, dark red nails. And it's so funny because I've been getting it so much that like when I go to get my nails changed and they take off the polish, like my nails are literally stained like red underneath because of how much I've been getting it. Number 14, I have been loving like a statement earring. I also, you guys know, like love a gold hoop, but Heaven Mayhem has really, really cute earrings. They come in gold and silver. They're just like a chunky statement earring. I've been wearing them a ton this year and I really love them. Number 15, ooh, another Lululemon favorite. The Lululemon cropped Define jacket, specifically the cropped one. I don't know what it is about this jacket, but it just fits so nicely and it just looks so perfect and seamless with a pair of Lululemon leggings. And it's like my uniform when I work out. I always either wear, I have it in a few colors. I have like the black one. I have a light pink. I have a gray, but I like rotate through them and I wear them all the time. The material is the same as the leggings, the Align leggings. It's like a thin, stretchy, like buttery material. And I just am so obsessed with this jacket. Number 16 is a music favorite. I have been such a huge fan of Olivia Rodrigo this year. Well, for the past few years, but this year specifically, she came out with a new album. Like, I can't really relate. Like, she talks a lot about like breakups and like boy drama and I don't know, just, you know, the stuff that she sings about. I can't really relate to it, but I just love it. I love her voice. I love the songs. Like, they're so catchy. She's like been my favorite this year. Number 17, Caprese sandwich from Greystone. I always get so many questions of like recommendations of places to go in Boston, like of people visiting. If you visit Boston for a weekend or like a little trip, you have to make a stop at Greystone, which is my favorite cafe, coffee shop in the South End. And the Caprese sandwich with prosciutto, adding prosciutto, has been my favorite this year. I get it all the time, like at least once a week. They have really great sandwiches, but this one specifically is just so good. So when you come to Boston, definitely go to Greystone and you have to get a iced dirty chai with almond milk also because that's like my go-to drink from them. Number 18, I have a few book favorites. I went through a reading, a big reading phase this year where I was reading like a book a week or like a book or two a week. I'm not kidding. I was going through a book like every 2 to 3 days. And some of my favorites this year were Every Summer After by Carly Fortune and 28 Summers by Ellen Hildebrandt. Also, I really like Five Star Weekend by Ellen as well. That was one of my first books that I ever read by her. And I kind of got hooked. I just love her writing style. And I love how a lot of her stories take place like on Nantucket or in Massachusetts. So there's a lot of things that I feel like I can relate to when I am reading her books. Like I know a lot of the stuff that she's talking about. So those are my two favorite books that I read this year. Highly recommend Every Summer After and 28 Summers if you're looking for a good read. Number 19, Orson Iris is my favorite brand at the moment. I have loved their pieces for a very long time. They are on the pricier side, but it's a smaller brand, like, and they make everything in New York. So when you look into like how everything's made, where it's made, the materials, stuff like that, like you, I guess, get a better understanding of why they have to price it the way that they do. But I really love Orson Iris as a whole. I've been a huge fan of their brand for years, but there have been some pieces that I bought in 2023 that have just been like staples in my closet that I find myself going back and wearing over and over. Number 20. Okay. Pinot Grigio. Guys, I have been like on a Pinot Grigio kick again. I feel like this was my favorite wine a few years ago. Like I was obsessed with Pinot Grigio. That was like all I drank, like a crisp, cold glass, and then I started to get into red wine. And then for a few years, I was like only drinking red wine, and I felt like I was grossed out by Pinot Grigio. I couldn't drink it anymore. And this year, I started to get back into it. So that's been like my drink of choice, either Pinot Grigio or a glass of champagne. Like anywhere I've been going, I've gone to a bunch of weddings, or if I'm like at a dinner or somewhere where we're like ordering drinks, I've been ordering champagne. So those have been like my go-to drinks for this year. Drinks of choice. Number 21 is a fragrance. I have been loving the Jo Malone Scarlet Poppy. I feel like I don't know what it is, but in my life, I feel like I get a fragrance for whatever season I'm in. And I feel like when I go back and I use it and I smell it, it brings me right back to that time of my life. And at the moment right now, Jo Malone Scarlet Poppy has been my favorite scent for the fall, and I really love it. Number 22 is MEJ Clips. I really love all products by MEJ. She has such amazing hair products. I really love the... Actually, wait, what are they called? So there's the Big Effing Clip, which I feel like personally, if you have long hair, you have a lot of hair to put up, like, and you're putting it just like back in a clip, that's a really good one. I feel like that's like their classic, but my favorites are the Sweetheart Clips. They're like a little bit smaller, and I feel like they're perfect if you have short, fine hair. And I love doing my hair like half up, half down with a Sweetheart Clip by MEJ. They have so many different colors. They have ones that have cute little bows on them. They have like rhinestones, stuff like that. MEJ hair products are so cute, and I feel like they just like add to any outfit. They're my favorite. Okay, number 23. I have been loving the color pink this year. I did a color analysis test online, and I think it was like somewhere in London, honestly, that did it. I had to send a bunch of photos of myself, just like raw files of me wearing no makeup in natural lighting. I got like a 120-page booklet sent to me with my whole entire color analysis results. And basically it told me like which colors were in harmony with my skin tone. I feel like I thought that colors that looked, or colors that ended up being in harmony with my skin tone, I always thought like would look bad on me. And pink was one of them. I've just been loving pink anyway this year. But the results that I got back, I'm a warm autumn. That's what I am. And pink was one of the ones on my list. So I have been wearing, I feel like, a lot more pink. And I just really love like little pops of pink here and there. And yeah, I just feel like it's been like my color this year. That is everything on my list, my 23 favorites for 2023. I'm so excited for 2024. I can't even believe that this year is already over, almost. We have a few more weeks left, but it's just so crazy that 2023 is coming to an end. And I feel like it's always so bittersweet looking back at the year as a whole when it's nearing the end of December and we're about to start a new year, and just reflecting on all that we have been through and all that you experienced and the lessons that you learned and just things like that. And I'm such like a nostalgic person that it just makes me like so emotional, but I'm really excited for 2024 and to see what this new year has in store. I just really feel like it's going to be such a great year. And I'm very excited. So with that being said, thank you guys all so much for tuning in. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast, listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. And as you guys know, obviously you can follow along more behind the scenes of my life on YouTube and Instagram as well. It's just Maggie McDonald on all platforms. And thank you guys so much for listening. I love you, and I will see you next week. Bye.